Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, it's another morning. Everybody wake up. God has given us another day all over the world. Come on. Brand new day.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I thank the Lord for another day to sing his praise. I am your host, Minister Daphne Smith, and you are listening to For the Purpose of Godliness here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm so grateful to God for his goodness and for what he is doing and what he is going to do. And as always, I do my best to give you empowering word from the Lord, encouraging word from the Lord, share what's on my heart, bring biblical insight to issues, address your need, and plant the seed of godly purpose. So again, I'm so glad you joined us this morning. Invite you to call in. Call-in number is 646-668-8917. You can also email me at forthepurposeofgodliness@gmail.com with your prayer request, praise report, or suggestions, or look me up on social media. I'm there. All right. God bless you. This morning, I'm so grateful for this awesome man of God. He's going to share with us this morning. I do a lot of talking and I do a lot of sharing, but I do have a pastor. And I'm so grateful for our pastor, Pastor Melvin Smith, Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center. And so I've asked him to share this morning with us what God has placed on his heart and just let the Lord have his way. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you. Good to be with you today.
Thank God for Jesus. Amen.
Yeah. Yes, God
Amen.
Is good.
Yes, he
and
is.
Worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. So, share with us what God has placed on your heart.
Well, me and you was talking the other day, and I was just thinking about the saints of God and going back to the old way, where the good way, and walk therein. You know, I think, now this is just my own personal opinion, but I think we have allowed too much of the world in the church. Mm-hmm. Because if a person didn't know any better, they wouldn't know where they are, the way the people act and the way the people talk. I just think we need to stick with the Word of God. The Word of God will get you whatever you need if you walk upright. The Bible even says you could ask anything, and he said he would do it if you walked upright. Mm-hmm. Our problem today is we want the blessings, but we don't want to do what it takes to get them. You know, when we got this, like, popcorn religion, we think everything is like microwave popcorn. You're going to get it right now. We have to learn, the scripture said, learn how to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Mm. We have everything we need in this book. I'm gonna repeat that. The believer has everything we need in this book. If we would just follow the book, we'd always come out with the victory. But for some reason, we think we can do it better than God. Because if we didn't think that way, we would obey what God tells us to do in this word.
Yeah.
God is good to us. See, let me tell you something. even when you're disobedient, he didn't kill you. He's good to us. He gives us more opportunity. I don't want to say another opportunity because that might be the last one. I'll just say more opportunity. No,
yes.
It can't get to the last one. And I'm not trying to get nobody to that because I want everybody to be saved, you know. But we have to be saved like the scriptures say, not like we think in our mind. The book has a way we're supposed to be saved and how we're supposed to walk and how we're supposed to act. We're supposed to have the same DNA and speak the same things as God. Something is wrong when we're not doing that. And then you got these spiritual hobos. They just from this church to that church to this church to that church. Your mind be messed up. You haven't got what the scripture said that you wouldn't be running around like crazy people. Mm. We're supposed to be stable. We're supposed to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word, not jumping from here to there to there. See, the problem is this. We have all this crazy doctrine. And I tell them, when new people come, I tell them, listen, I don't care where you were or what you did. We're going to forget about all of that. We're going to just stick with the word of God.
Yeah.
Because, see, if you stick with the word of God, I'm telling you, there's no way you can come up short. It's when you think this man said what was right or that man said what was right. Listen, if it don't line up with the word of God, it's not right. I don't care how good it sounds. They tell you today, don't whoop your children. So believers have to make a choice. Either do what the scriptures say or believe what the word, believe what man says. The Bible says if you whoop your children, it'll drive their foolishness far from them. Now, it tells us, that's what it tells us to do. But the law say, don't whoop them. So it's, in my mind, it's better to obey God than man. Because if man had this right, we wouldn't have all these problems that's going on today.
Mm.
We need to follow the word of God. I tell people all the time, if you want victory, stay on your knees, pray, seek God, stay in your word. Because, see, the more you stay in your word, the more your spiritual man is being built up. Because I found out something years ago. Whoever you're feeding, that's who you're going to serve. If you're feeding your flesh, that's who you're going to serve. You're feeding the Lord, the Spirit, that's what you're going to serve. So I try to stay in the word of God because I need all the help I can get. I know everybody else is wonderful, and, you know, y'all don't need that, but I do, you know, because I haven't forgotten where I'm coming from, and I know only God could do what he did for me. No man could do that. No money could do that. It takes the true and living God. And just not because things are going on. Don't think he's not yet on the throne. Don't think he's not yet in charge, because he is.
Yeah.
And see, us as pastors, I think sometimes we think we're more than what we are because we're just under-shepherds. We just work for him. I'm going to say that again. We're just under-shepherds. We work for him. We work for Jesus. So if you're working for somebody, you're supposed to do it how they set it up to do. Whenever job you come on, they tell you, this is what I need you to do. And you got to follow that, because if you don't follow that, they get rid of you. Now, Jesus is different. If you don't follow it, he still loves you and still tries to get you to come. But the choice that you make, see, we would say, no, I'm going to hell. No, but if you are going to hell, that's the choice that you made. Because you don't have to go. All of us was on that road. But some of us made some turns and got off of there. So turn from your wicked ways. You have to know in whom you believe. Do y'all believe the report of the Lord? Or do you? What report do you believe? I just believe God. Sister Smith?
Praise God.
I don't know
if this
is going to help anybody or not. But I know today can be the day of your salvation.
Praise
you can
God.
Choose God today, and you will never be the same. Now, let me explain. I'm not saying you're not going to never have troubles or you're not going to never go through stuff. But we're going to do that anyway. Why not do it with God on your side?
Amen.
You know, we all going to have to. See, in order to reign with God, we got to suffer with him. But the thing of it is, our flesh don't like to suffer. And that's how we were made. But we have to suffer if we're going to reign with God. We have to go through something to even be able to help somebody else. Because if you never went through nothing, you can tell me nothing to help me. God allows certain things to happen in our lives that we can help others. It's not just for us. So they can say, well, if God got him out or her out, he can get me out.
Mm.
And see, the thing of it is, he wants you saved more than you want to be saved. The difference is he just don't make you. Satan tries to, not tries, he makes us do stuff that we really don't want to do. And because our heart is not right with God, we do it.
Mm.
You know. So I'm telling you, this is the day of salvation. Get it right. And get it right and get it soon, because he is a soon coming king. And the thing, the power to me is the love he has for us while we yet in our sin. We don't even like ourselves. At least I didn't. But he still loved me. I couldn't understand that. That threw me off. How could somebody love me? I know me. I don't even love me. I do now, but I'm talking about then. All I loved back then was that money, or I would do anything to get it. And see, that's another trick of the devil. And families, how he just try to just destroy families. Because you know why? It's power. If you're a strong family and you're in the Lord, that's power. And his power is against him. So he sure don't like you. He don't like none of us. But he sure hates you if you a family of God. Everything that God loves, he tries to destroy. I said everything that God loves, Satan tries to destroy. And he can't do it unless we allow him, because the Bible says God gave us power of all power of the enemy. So how can something destroy you that you have power over? It's that you give up your power. He can't take it. I want to make that perfectly clear. Satan can't take your power from you, but you can give it up. We're always saying we're in spiritual battles. When are you really going to start fighting on the front? When are you really going to be on the battlefield and allow God to show you how to fight this spiritual fight? Because you can't do it with hands, because it's spiritual. And for it to be spiritual, that means you got to get some neology in there. You got to spend some time on your knees with God. You got to stay in your word. See, if you don't stay in your word, you don't know if people are rightly dividing the word. God will give you unction. See, the greatest teacher we ever had is the Holy Ghost. I'm going to say that again. The greatest teacher we ever had or will ever have is the Holy Ghost. And he will teach you things if you allow him. And one of the things, he'll teach you how to keep your mouth shut so you can learn something. You know, you ain't got to question everything, because you ain't going to get an answer to everything. God don't even give you answers to everything. He give you things in parts.
Yes.
You know, so we got to learn how to wait on him. I'm gonna give it back to my wife, because I know y'all tired of me now. But I love you.
No.
And I just want folks saved, healed, and delivered. Because, see, things are getting really, really bad out there. And it don't look like they're getting any better. So we need God. We need him. And we need him right now. And the Bible said he is a right now God. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank you so much. Don't leave me. Something that you said just kind of stirred me, especially when you said choices and you know, we ask God for things, but how are we living? And that is so important. God loves us and he takes care of us. He really does. And we have to live right. We have to live right. Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. So that was just on my mind when you were talking and you were sharing. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Amen. Amen.
And what we really need nowadays is more examples. See, when we got saved, we were blessed. Because we had a lot of good examples.
Yes.
Nowadays, folks don't have a lot of good examples. Because the folks in the church is doing what they're doing in the world. But somebody got to be an example.
Yes.
But you got to choose to be an example.
Yes.
You know, you got to choose.
Yeah,
And it takes sacrifice. See, we have a covenant with God. And I told somebody the other day, God never breaks his covenant. We break ours. If you want to have a good, wonderful marriage, quit trying to do it yourself. Be led of the Spirit of God. I became a good husband, not because I'm so good, because I wanted to be. I asked God to help me. I seen how good my father was, and how my wife's father and my bishop, you know, they were good examples to me. And I told the Lord, if you can just let me be half the man that they are, I'll be a good husband. But I didn't just say it and stop. You have to work on it. You want to become different, you got to do different things. And the things I was doing wasn't working, so I had to start doing it God's way. And let me tell you something, man, it has nothing to do with how your wife act or what she do. Well, she ain't acting right. What that got to do with how you act or what you do? See, when it comes to that, it's every man for himself. You got to go to God for yourself, not for what your wife did or what your husband did. You got to go for what you did. Did you do what was right? Or they was messing up. Oh, so they was messing up, so you're going to decide to get on their team and mess up too. We have to be an example. I love my wife. I don't want you know, her to do anything wrong, but if she did, it's not going to change what I do. Because, see, my covenant is with God. I have a covenant with my wife also, but first with God. And he will make you the husband you want to be. He'll make you the father you want to be. He'll make you the servant you want to be if you allow him to. But don't go trying to straighten nobody else's house out and your house ain't straightened out. You want to tell everybody else what to do, but you don't want to walk upright. And see, that's a problem in the church today. We can always look and find something wrong. But do we ever compliment anybody when they're getting it right? We ever tell them, keep this going. This is working for you. I'm through.
God bless you, Pastor. I was just listening. I was listening to you and really being encouraged. And as I said before, I this is a little different. I'm usually the one that's sharing and, you know, on these podcasts and things.
You better than me. You should have been sharing anyway.
I wanted Pastor to share what is on his heart because we need to hear from pastors. We need to hear from leadership from pastors.
People are scared to say anything now. People are so timid now. Pastors don't want to say anything to them. I ain't one of them. I'm just saying. I've heard them because, you know, if they tithe us, they're scared they won't get no more tithe. If they give good offerings, they're scared. But see, you can't be in this for this. You got to be in this for Jesus. You can't worry about the money. You can't worry. Even, listen, you want every, if you're a pastor, you want every member to come out every time the doors is open. But those that can't or won't come out, you can't worry about that. You got to keep doing it the same. I don't care if you got 1,000 or one. Because that one soul is just as important to as 1,000 to God. So we have to make sure we're there for the one. Because you don't know which one it's going to be. But we got to be there and we got to be powerful. The word of God has to come in with power and authority to change lives. But the people also have to receive.
Yeah.
And you can't make a person receive nothing.
Yes.
They have to want to receive. See, me, I every time I come to church, I have expectations of what God going to do for me today. Not just the people. I want something done for me. Mm. I need something from God also. But I got to come prepared for the people, but I'm prepared for my own blessing too. Because I'm not in this just for y'all. I'm in this for myself and everybody. Mm. I want my blessing too. I don't want, you know, y'all, everybody get blessed but me. So I got to walk upright, too. I got to be an example because I want what God has for me. Because God gives good blessings, and he always gives more than enough. And if you don't want your share, I'm not greedy, but I'll accept it. I'll accept it because I want everything God has for me. And you should want everything God has for you. And if you want something from God, you got to do what it takes to get it. And that means leaving this person alone or quit that cussing and drinking and whatever you're doing. And if you're doing good, ask him to strengthen you even more in that.
Because
somebody will watch you and change their life because of what you, because they ain't going to pick up no Bible, but they'll watch you. Because you say you belong to God. And if you're doing what's right, it can change their life. People have come up to me that I didn't even remember and said, you were here and you said this one thing and it changed my life. So you never know who you're helping. You never know. I helped thousands of people that I didn't even know until they told me. You know, but it really doesn't matter. You know, we're not trying to get accolades. It's just that the power, the message was powerful enough to bring change. And that's what we want. You want to change over the God side. You should always want to be on the winning team. And I guarantee you, Jesus is your winning team. Okay, Daphne.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for sharing with us. I wanted Pastor to share what was on his heart this morning for us and give us words of encouragement, because we need to hear from our leaders, and it's so important that we be encouraged. A lot of things are going on today, and we need to hear an encouraging word. We need to hear that we can make it. And as Pastor said, we need to see people living a victorious life and not always sad and, something. We need to see and hear that people are living a victorious life. So thank you so much, Pastor. That is our pastor, Pastor Melvin Smith from Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center. We are moving, and God is moving by His Spirit. All right, I'm going to give a couple of announcements, and well, maybe one announcement I want to give right now, and probably let you all go a little earlier today. Listen, mark your calendars. August 15th through the 17th, 2019. Virtuous Women, Mighty Men of Valor, Unity Conference, God's Goal, Vision, and Mission. Registration is $40. Listen, I could just talk about this for the next few minutes. You all have to come. It's going to be an amazing conference. Our conference guests are Rosie Alcaraz, Pastor George McIntyre, Pastor Darrell Arnwine, Pastor Michael Smith. Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated is going to be at Temple Ministries, 43913 15th Street West in Lancaster, California. Pastor George McIntyre, you can register online. You can register at the door. You can register through Cash App. Listen, we trying as best as we can, and the conference has always been a blessing. And when the Lord gave me that theme, God's goal, vision, and mission, I didn't know quite where to go or how to go with it. But I see, even when I do the podcast and just in my studies, how it is tying together, because we need to know what God's goal vision and mission is for our life. And I know the goal is getting to the part, and sometimes people say mission, vision, and goal, but God says goal, vision, and mission, because I believe He sees the end of the thing. So we need to we need to know how to get there. We need to know what He's saying in our lives. And we need to know how to get there. Amen. So please come to the conference. It's going to be powerful. We're going to have a lot of information and some good preaching, some good teaching. That you heard today from our pastors, you're going to hear that at the conference. It is just really, really, really a blessing. And so I just want to give a shout-out again to my church, Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center, to all the members, and to pastors everywhere. Be encouraged. God is on our side. Just thinking about some things that have been going on, and, you know, as I said before, just always want to give words of encouragement to hang on in there. let God hold on to you, because sometimes you don't feel like holding on. But he will hold on to you. And the Bible says, now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. We don't have to fall. We don't have to fall. We may stumble or whatever, but we don't have to fall. God is able to keep us from falling. And had opportunity to minister to a young lady yesterday. And, wow, God is just moving. We, as parents, I know I'm just, Pastor and I just kind of sharing today. As parents and as people of God, we have to be careful how we present ourselves, because we have a generation of children that they are really going through. Some are going through out of disobedience, and some are going through just because parents are going through. And I hope y'all get that. So we have to be really careful. I've made my share of mistakes and mishaps as a parent, and I really do believe God is God can help us. God can help us. God will help us if we allow him to help us. So just some words of encouragement today. Want you to be blessed. Want you to be strengthened. Want you to be encouraged. The enemy is doing what he's doing, giving no praise to him. But greater is he that is in us. Ah, come on now. Than he that is in the world. We walk in victory. Come on, believers, we walk in victory. God is on our side. And whatever the devil tries to tell us, the Bible says he is the father of all lies. Not only is he a liar, he's the father of them. So God is good. Listen, God is good. I'm excited. I'm really excited. God is good and so worthy to be praised. So I'm going to play a little song right now and just say, good morning. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed Sunday. I can keep saying this over and over. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. He wants us to be blessed. So just have a wonderful Sunday, and allow the Lord to bless you and encourage you and strengthen you, because he can and will do that. Amen. And remember, every day we exercise ourselves for the purpose of godliness. God bless you. Have a blessed Sunday. Thank you.